And we're back for another father-son podcast. We're here with Forrest, the Raging Butterfly Dens, and Jeff, Captain K-Man Dens. How you doing today, Forrest?
Good.
All right, so we're 22 episodes in, and we haven't got much past good. So when we're starting to have a conversation, which we should do when we have microphones in front of us, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we could come up with it better than good. How was the testing today? Today was the last day of your... state testing, right?
Good. Yeah, I think it was one of the top... I think I finished in, like, time-wise in the top three. But I did check it over once, and I added some. So I think I did pretty well. And I did it pretty quickly, so I was kind of proud.
How difficult was it? Did you need all the candy and chocolate they told you to bring so you could have energy?
I mean, it did help me because I was kind of sleepy today. And I fell asleep in class for the first time in my life.
Oh, man. Mom's not going to want to hear that. I'm going to be in trouble.
No, but, I mean, there was nothing else to do. Because we can't do anything else. So I decided to take a nap, and it actually helped me. But when I woke up, I was like, oh, God.
And you just put your head down after you're done taking the test?
Yeah, because that's all we're allowed to do. We can't do anything else.
Right. That's cool. It kind of rewards you so you can sleep in class. Here, do well and state testing. Okay, take a nap. Yeah, I was a little tired today, too. I don't know why we went to... we didn't go to bed too late last night. Actually, it was pretty early night for us.
Did you wake me up early?
I woke you up at 6:30, which is not early. That's actually normal. A little late. I was talking with Mom, so I got out of bed a little late myself. I was up early. I was going to go to the gym, and I just never made it. And then I think you had a bed at 6:30, and then we were a little bit late, but we made it on time. You were able to walk to the bus, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Are you still tired now?
No, not really. I mean, I'm starting to get tired because it's about...
It's 9:33.
Yeah. So about in 27 minutes I'll be... In 37 minutes I'll be in bed, so...
Right. How was your... You had piano lesson today. How did that go?
Good. We finished up the song, and we know what my second song is going to be now, too.
Good. What's your second song going to be?
Christmas Day Secrets.
Do you know that one well?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know it well coming into today, because it's just, since I've been practicing mostly Endgame, which mm-hmm. is the first song. So, really, I just need to practice it again and get my, and get it back, because I know I can do it.
We had some frustration trying to practice that one on our own.
Yeah. Endgame?
I'm not sure, because I don't know the names of the songs. I'm not very musical.
The one with the pedal.
Yeah, the one with the pedal. I'm not very good. I wish I could help you more. I have zero musical talent. I can't sing. I can't sing lyrics. I can't remember lyrics. I don't really even listen to music, to tell you the truth. I mean, when was the last time
you... Rock music on the... We listened to 103.3 on the way to the Fredonia.
Yeah, because you picked it and put it on, remember?
Well, yeah, it's about to be a tournament, so I figured 103.3 is probably one of the best stations for that.
I guess. I mean... I wasn't competing, so it didn't really matter to me. I would have just listened to, like, the Home Improvement show that's on.
Did 103 pump you up at all, though?
Not really. It kept me awake while you were snoozing all the way up there, though. Oh, man. You were tired that day, too.
Yeah. And then we ran into a Wendy's, and I wanted to get Wendy's, and then we realized it was either being built or being taken down.
It was being torn down because they were, like, ripping the ceiling out, and there was a condemned sign on it. Good thing we didn't get food from there. I probably have gotten food from there in the past, though. Do you think that piano gives you an advantage in school or jiu-jitsu or anything, or MMA?
I guess it would help my hand-eye coordination, right? Or my finger-eye coordination?
Maybe, or memory, or learning, or... I mean, they say there's a big correlation between being able to play music and being able to learn. And
doesn't help me that much. I don't think it helps me that much.
No?
Most of the time, I just remember what notes to play.
Then, man, we're wasting a lot of money on your lessons.
Well, no, because then I can... It's since I want to maybe later pursue something in music, not really. Because piano is really important if you ever want to make music.
Right.
Especially if you can play on a keyboard, because then you can switch up sounds and mix everything together.
Okay. You lost me there. I don't know much about music. I don't hear too much keyboarding. Usually I hear guitars.
Because you can change you can change the sound of the keyboard.
Oh, I remember the guy from America's Got Talent that played the keyboard.
Yeah.
He played like a guitar.
Didn't mom think that was fake playing once?
I don't know, probably.
It kind of looked like fake playing a little bit.
I have no idea. I just barely watched that show. The only thing I liked for that was Preacher Lawson, and he lost a 12-year-old girl. And then we went and saw him.
And then he made a bunch of jokes about it.
Yeah, he did make a bunch of jokes about it. And then he gave you a shout-out, remember? Mm-hmm. On social media.
It was on social media?
Yeah, I put it on Facebook and Instagram and
What did Snapchat. You originally record it on? Just your phone?
Yeah, just my phone.
With the camera?
Yeah. Yeah. Preacher Lawson, it took a couple of tries, so by the end of it, he didn't say your name anymore because he probably forgot. But the first couple of times he said your name, and we just couldn't get it recorded because Mom was trying on her phone, I think, and I just took mine out and I filmed it.
Wait, was trying to say whose name?
Your name. He said your name twice. Like, because we tried to do it like three times. Two or three times. So finally we got it.
Poor Preacher.
I know, poor Preacher. He's a really nice guy. Super cool. He does look a lot like Manny, especially in person. Even more in person than on TV, he looks like Manny.
Yeah. What just else? With a beard.
Yeah. What else you got going on? Anything?
No, not really. I mean, today was the last day of testing. Next week, until the math test. Next week, I get a day off and a half day because they're correcting the tests. Mm-hmm. And we started watching a movie today.
Okay, so...
I have to print my essay. I have to print an essay today.
Okay. Do that when I go to the gym. What are you going to do on Wednesday and Thursday?
Probably go to Lala's.
Yeah, Wednesday you got to go to Lala's because it's a half day, so you can just take the bus back to Lala's.
Yeah.
Thursday we can talk to Mom and you can decide what to do. How did you do on your day alone?
Last time?
Yeah.
We talked about that already, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm just asking you,
Yeah, I did bad.
Did bad?
I didn't get anything then.
Right, but how did you feel? That's what I'm talking about. How did
you feel? I felt good.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about... Well, I felt good. I felt like... Honestly, I only felt good then. And then after, I just felt horrible.
Right, but you didn't feel like too alone or scared or anything like that?
No.
Well, maybe we could try again this week and I can leave you a list of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like play your piano.
No, it would be Thursday. Yeah. My recital would be over already.
Don't color on the walls. Don't leave the dog locked in a cage all day. Give you a tough list of chores. Make sure your homework's done.
We might actually get... Yeah, we'll get more homework next week.
Yeah, you should have homework next week. What are you feeling about the recital? Are you ready for it?
I think if I practice a bunch tomorrow, I'll definitely be ready.
Yeah. Do you have more nerves going into, like, a piano recital or into, like, a jiu-jitsu tournament?
Jiu-jitsu tournament.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
110%.
Why? What's the difference?
The way that you can hurt yourself. Like, since I've been injured twice, I kind of... Sometimes, like, I feel comfortable, but then I don't feel comfortable. Like, I'm kind of... I kind of, like, have some regrets, but they're just nervous regrets. Like, since you're nervous, it creates those doubts in your safety. And kind of just the fact that I'm going to be grappling with another person who's going to try and possibly hurt me.
Yeah. What? Try and maim you, break your arm, take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are at the level where they're going to start really trying to hurt you, you know, and that's... Mm-hmm. Name of the game. The name of the game is outwork them, control them, dominate them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you do that to them. It's an alpha sport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's one-on-one. That's why I like it. I'd be more nervous to play piano.
Why?
Because you have to remember a lot of stuff.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the combos, don't you?
No. I train them a lot, so I don't have to remember them. I really do. Like, I'm not good at remembering stuff.
What do you mean you train them a lot?
I just do them over and over and over and over and over again.
Because you have them memorized.
I don't have... My body does. I don't. It's not a conscious thought anymore. I drill it enough that it's not a conscious thought. It's just an action.
I guess this sounds bad, but that's sometimes what it ends up for piano, too.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's good.
Mom, last time we had this talk, Mom hated that I did that.
Why?
I don't know. But it just comes natural. Like, you just start to just know, and you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, you're in the zone. You shouldn't have to think about it. You should have a practice, and you should rep it so much that it is instinct. Mm-hmm. I think. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong attitude. That's a sports attitude, at least.
Because with a sports attitude, if you're thinking, then you can't think about what your opponent does. So it kind of blocks you, and you can't be one step ahead. You just have to kind of be stepping with.
You know what? I would. It's hard to describe my mentality when I fight or compete. I'm pretty open. I'm not really thinking about anything. I'm not really worrying about what he's doing. I'm just trying to pose my game, and I try and react. I don't try and think at all. I try and be like a mindless, just smashing, killing machine. I don't want to think about stuff. I just want to do the technique.
I'm really bad at trying to think about stuff, but I feel like that would kind of elevate your game, right? Because if you're thinking about what they're doing and they do it, then you're one step ahead of them, and you can anticipate what they're going to do.
But that's the same thing with jiu-jitsu. You put them in a position, or MMA, you put them in position. There's only two ways it can go. They like give you your back or turn into you, you know, when you're on top. So then you have your body's ready to go both ways. So you know exactly what's going to happen just by feel, not by conscious thought.
But if you think about it, won't you be one step ahead? Because if you're thinking about how you can attack that person, or you can decide based on what you know about that person or what you've seen from that person, if they're going to turn on their back or if they're going to come into you. So if you know that already, you'll know what you can do to counter whatever they're going to do, or you'll know how to attack them from there.
I have to think about that, but I've always thought that I don't waste time thinking. So that thought process doesn't happen. There's no thought process. I just act. And I think by acting without thought, it's faster. Maybe I make the mistake sometimes, but I don't know. I
have to. Maybe your body really does know best.
I should know best. God damn it, I put in as much time training as I do working. You know? Really. By now, if I don't know what the hell I'm doing, I should just find a different sport.
It's not that you don't know what you're doing, really. Because if you're consciously thinking about it, and you mix that with... I don't know. Because if your body already knows what's happening, but you know maybe another step ahead of what your body knows, you'd be ahead, right?
Like, maybe.
If I hit him with this and he counters with that, then I can counter. Get away from his counter and counter that.
Maybe. I'm just unconsciously conscious that I'm awesome. I was trying to think of there's a scale, and I'm tired, and I still got to get going because it's getting late. But Dr. Kroll has it, and I will look it up for the next one. There's unconsciously incompetent, consciously competent, and it goes on. There's four of them, and then I think I'm unconsciously competent, that I'm very... My body just knows what to do, and I don't have to think about it. I'm at the highest tier, I think. I don't know. I could be at the lowest tier. Maybe I'm just a dummy, and I don't know anything. But
if your body knows best, then your body knows best, and I guess that's just kind of the way you're going to do what you do.
You know what my nose knows best?
What?
They need to get in a shower. You worked hard at wrestling today. You did a good job.
Good.
All right?
I can finally kind of go against a big kid. Without them, eventually I got overpowered, but I was trying to keep my neck up, and I did a decent job of that.
Yeah, don't be a pencil neck geek. All right, let's get out of here, dud.
All right.
Let's get out of here, bud, not dud. You're not a dud. You're my bud. Actually, you're not even my bud. You're my kid. You better listen to me. So get in the shower, practice your piano, print your paper.
All right.
All right?
Sounds good.
I love you, man.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.